Hey, everybody. Okay, so we're back. Your moms are back together, finally, at long last. And we had a whole really fun, good episode planned out, and we were going to use both microphones. But we saw a spooky creature on top of the roof of the crumbling building behind your other mom's house. And so this episode is, well, it's an adventure. It's kind of a true crime, real-time pod. And it's very spooky. We tried to take out as many pauses as we could, but left some in for dramatic effect. And we hope you like it. There's a lot of laughing, a lot more screaming, a lot of screaming. We're actually very scared. And I am recording this intro from my cozy little apartment with a cute cat and central AC, waiting for your other mom to call me as soon as she gets home, because we're both very afraid for her to walk from her car through her backyard into her home, because there's a dang Ouija on the roof. We love you. We hope you like the episode. We're going to try to use two microphones and not be scared the whole time next week. All right. Love you. Goodbye forever.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around. And it's so fucked up. It brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I can get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang.
And we are recording.
Oh my God.
Okay, so this
How's
is like,
this echo, you guys?
This is the live investigative episode.
Hey,
everybody, welcome to the Pussy Fart Gang.
I want to really quick say we are not on methamphetamine.
No, we're not. We're sober. We each had like a half a beer. We are just inside of Megan's, like the back door.
Don't say where we are.
Okay. We're in an undisclosed location.
You saw the Ouija talking to the cat. Did you see what we pulled?
I don't
want to
scare anybody.
Dumb bitches.
We might have a real life Jeff the Talking Mongoose situation unfolding as we speak.
Yeah, I came over.
There's gonna be a lot of pauses here because we're staring out a window. Because we're too scared to be outside.
Well, and it's going to rain a little bit. When the rain comes down, maybe we can go outside and you guys will just hear the ambient sounds of cicadas and the cricket that's living inside of Megan's water heater. Fucking.
Oh, no, you hear that in the house. If we go outside, it'll be more quiet.
So I came over here. I am safely in St. Louis, and it's fucking great. Yeah,
blah, blah, blah. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Anyway, so Megan and I came over tonight to record. We're like, we'll knock out this episode, and we'll hang out. We went on the back porch to have a cigarette, and Megan saw what looked to be like a sad kitty on top of this abandoned building that's behind her house.
Here, let's go in this room and look out the big window.
Okay.
Are you inside?
Guys, this is exciting. We're moving. You're watching Paranormal Investigations. Pussy Fart Gang.
Yeah, let me grab my phone and my beer. So Megan's, and we're sharing one microphone, and I'm recording over the top of the laptop. The sound quality is going to be fucking horrific. But hey.
Oh, good.
If you want good quality, pay for the Patreon. It's $5 a month.
A lot of people would think, oh, good, you guys are together now. Sound quality be better. It's going to be worse.
It's going to be. Now we're in a pitch black room, so we've turned off the lights so that we can.
We have its element of surprise with this. So we think it may. Maybe a gargoyle? Let me explain. So what we are looking at, and we will put that, we'll put, oh, it was the gargoyle. We'll put a picture of this building on the Instagram and on the Patreon. We'll go in depth. If you want the real hard truth about paranormal investigations, pussy fart style, join the Patreon. So there is a building directly behind my house that is crumbling, actively crumbling, I would say. Like, definitely more of it has fallen down since we moved in. And I look at it every day because it's right in my backyard. There's lots of cats that live it. There's a very cute little black and white cow cat that always says hi to me when I come home late at night from work.
And there's constantly cat meetings in the alley. They definitely live in that abandoned house. And so we were outside, and there's a thing on the roof that kind of looked like a cat being sick, like about to throw up a hairball. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that, and I, we both got like sad because it was like, oh, that cat is on top of a crumbling brick building, definitely a feral cat. Could be like just eating rat poison or something, and right. we're gonna watch this cat like die and fall off the roof.
Rat poison, or it could have just had some turkey that maybe had some spicy seasoning in it, but maybe their mom fed them that turkey because they were being so bratty, and we had to teach our son a lesson. Oh. Sebastian did that today.
Hold on. Intentionally? That wasn't like a you didn't realize it was a spicy turkey? You were like, oh, you fucking think you're gonna scratch your mom in the face?
Yeah. No, I did. Oh, I gave him the middle of the turkey because I rinsed it off, and so I thought I rinsed off all the spice because he really wanted some, and so he had a couple bites, and then he got sick. But when cats are up, they do the thing where they go like, and their back arches, and he's okay now. He's a big boy. He's a healthy kitty. He can handle it. But now he won't beg his mom for food. And that sounds evil, but I didn't. But anyway, that's what it looked like. It looked like someone was maybe trying to teach that cat a lesson, and it was sick on the roof. But then...
Oh, it's moving again.
You guys, this Holy is no fuck around shit. This is fucking weird.
Because what it looks like it's getting bigger.
Also, I want to, again, make sure it's not... We are not on methamphetamine. We have had half a beer.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's like arching its head up really high.
Oh, my God. You seriously, you guys?
It's super scary. Like, we came in, we were outside, and Megan has a super powerful flashlight, and when she shone the light up there, we thought we'd see, like, a reflective eye of an animal like you would see, and it looked, I'm getting, like, chills. My eyes are watering.
Oh, I feel nauseous.
My eyes are watering because I'm so scared describing. When Megan had the light on it, there were no, like, reflective eyeballs. It looked like stone.
It just looked really long in the back.
Yeah, dude, it's growing. It looks like it's fucking growing.
Y'all. You guys, this is, I swear to God, fucking weird. Okay. So also, I have a new possum friend, which we all know, and love me a good possum, who's been hanging out with me when I smoke cigarettes and make my phone calls to my friends at night. And he comes in. So I was like, oh, okay, maybe. And then we're like, the face is kind of pointy. And then I was like, maybe it's like, because it also kind of looks in the back, like it looks like there might be something on top of it. So I was like, maybe it's a mama possum giving birth. And they're very dumb animals. So she's like, where's the safest place to give birth? I know, on top of this crumbling brick building. But the more we're looking... And also, I mean, this really is like a paranormal show where we're like, listen, we can't get a good photo because it's dark. So you have to take our word for it.
I was trying to take a video of it.
And I just yelled at Wendy that she's a fucking idiot. I was like, don't even try.
But yeah, it's wild because it, like, right now when it's sitting still, it kind of looks like nothing, but then the head,
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
The
oh
head,
God,
it doesn't
God,
even, God. That it pops. Oh, Jesus Christ. It's like, it's the motion of its body, it's like it's undulating. So the head moves up. It looks like it's getting bigger and longer, and the middle pops up like a camel. It's so fucking strange. And now it looks like it's extending.
You guys, I swear, I fucking swear to God, we're not fucking around. This is weird. I do not. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. The head is like popping way up, and it looks like it's like doubling in size.
What the fuck is that? You guys, seriously. We have a fucking, I don't know what, that's huge. That's bigger. That's,
yes.
Now it's flat.
I mean.
I know this is audio and you need us to talk, but fuck, I'm like.
It's so scary. And we were really, we had all these.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
What the fuck is that?
It's getting bigger.
It's getting bigger. And it's like, the only word is like undulating. It's no, like body.
Also sexy. Join Wendy's OnlyFans.
Yeah. Speaking of undulating unknown creatures, sign up for my OnlyFans.
You guys, I know you think that we're being, like, ridiculous. trust me, we really wanted this to be a nice, calm, Wendy's here, let's talk to you.
Right.
Your moms are together. This is fucking wild.
But we had to go outside and
I'm upset about it.
Yeah. And honestly,
you don't have to live here. I have to live here.
Yeah. Well, I do have to live here for the next year.
Oh, no. I mean like physically in this house next to the gargoyle house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you have to live by the monster. Oh, yeah.
Oh, if you don't fucking think I'm making you stay here tonight.
No way.
In this room alone.
And you have to sleep with your face taped to the window.
You guys, this is like, we really did have lots of things we were going to talk about. They were hilarious, real funny, lots of well-crafted bits, sketches, skits, the like.
Honestly, we were in the kitchen before. Megan was sealing pies to freeze, and we were, I mean, you want to talk about Riff City? You fuck St. Louis. We were in Riff City, baby. And we were like, I was like, this is going to be a real hot app. This is going to be a hot app. And then we went outside, and then this thing that we thought was a cat.
We got sad about.
And now, turns out, it's a monster, and we were like, it'll go away, we'll be able to see what it is. And after 35 minutes, we said, fuck it, and that's when we plugged in the single microphone to my laptop, and now we're doing Unknown Varmint Watch.
I need to Google St. Louis varmints.
And now it's like flattened. What the fuck is this? It's so crazy.
I think because what's upsetting me, because like all breeds of varmints can get bigger and flatter because they go through little fences. Like my little possum friend just quiggles through my fence
right
to say hi to me. So like I get, or they, oh my God, Wendy.
What the fuck? Oh my God, its whole like back expanded and like ballooned up. Like a velociraptor, right?
You guys,
this is really scary.
We're not being funny.
We're sorry.
I know. The listeners are like, yeah, we've been listening for 100 episodes. We know you're not being funny. You're never being funny.
And this is for sure. Like, and I know a lot of times, this is probably the worst episode for you guys, and we're sorry. But again, if you want quality.
It's the best episode for us.
Go to the Patreon. A lot of times you're like, you know, it's a podcast. You shouldn't be talking about visual stuff. But this is all commenting on a visual thing.
I don't care. You guys have listened to this long enough. This is, first of all of our loves together, each other, varmints, paranormal things, crumbling buildings. This is literally, I have no fucking idea what this thing is. Again, I get that like all sorts of varmints can get bigger to scare off predators.
They're going to say, I get this is a show and I'm supposed to be entertaining you.
No.
But fuck
I would
that.
Never admit to that because that's not what we've ever done. It is, this is like, this is not a normal creature.
And now it's like flat again.
Now it's flat.
And when, here's the crazy thing too. So
this is also, again, I cannot stress enough that we are not on any sort of hallucinogenic drug.
I know. Although we sound like it for sure. And here's what's extra crazy. When we were outside.
Oh my God, Wendy.
Woo! Get in, you guys, it's like this head is getting bigger, and when we were outside, it stopped. When Megan put the flashlight on, it didn't move at all. And then it started pouring down rain, and we were like, it's going to move, and it didn't move. And then as soon as we came inside, look at it. Look at it.
Its neck,
whatever that is like now it looks bubbling up.
Well, now it looks like skinny.
Yeah. Now it like bubbled up, and then it got flat. And as soon as we went inside, it started like moving around
like
again.
Getting weird.
Yeah.
Also, I was like, it could be an animal. But like, this is not regular.
This is some, what's that, Island of Dr. Moreau? That's what's happening in that building.
It's fucking Val Kilmer. We should have known. He's in that house fucking all those feral cats.
It makes sense. Val Kilmer does, his weight fluctuates a lot. So that could be Val Kilmer.
In real time. Yeah. This is Val Kilmer in real time.
Oh, it's just like, good old Varmint Val. St. Louis. Oh,
you guys, now it's like flat. It's still there.
It's crazy because it didn't react to the rain or the lightning.
The way it was moving, you guys, like, I'm not fucking kidding. It's not, I thought it was a mom with a bunch of babies on it. This is not a mom with babies on it. Weird again.
Yeah, this is, it's crazy because it gets still and flat and then it like expands the head. Callers, call in if you know any kind of prehistoric shape-shifting creature.
Oh my God.
Maybe it's Justin Bieber. Did you ever read those reports? People that are like into alien people, they believe in shapeshifters.
Yeah, I know.
And people are like, Justin Bieber's a shapeshifter. Look at his picture and his eyes were green.
Oh, you mean a reptilian?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, but no, reptilian would not be up on, reptilian would not be in St. Louis. They prefer the desert heat. Thank you very much. They prefer a nice dry heat. You guys, this thing is like, I swear to God, now I feel terrible for talking so much shit on stupid paranormal shows. I really wish you could be here. And this is not, this wasn't like a spook. Oh my God.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
It just like doubled in size. It like expands up. I swear to God. It's so crazy. It like gets bigger and then it like.
Oh my God. It's moving in the back. Moving in the back.
Yeah, I can see the back. The back is now like doing the thing that was, it's like a back hump. It's like when you kid, it's doing like when you pet the kitty's butt and they lift their ass up to get more pets. My cat's into anal.
Okay, first. Yeah, we all know. If this is a cat, this is the biggest fucking, because I also need, we are in my back, how many, oh, I'm not even going to venture a guess. I was going to be like, let's say how far that is away. I don't know. But it's a three-story building, crumbling, mind you. But it's the roof of that building. Like, it's above the power lines.
Yeah. Look at the back of it just propped way the fuck up. What the fuck is that? We're waiting for, and now the head's moving. We're waiting for it to, like, fly at our window.
No, we're waiting for it to kill. Also, Preston's going to be home soon. I can't wait for, we're going to have to pause this episode as me and Wendy run outside to save him, and he just fucking tries to kill both of us.
Oh, yeah. So he's going to pull up around the back. So Megan and I were supposed to start recording about 45 minutes before we did. We're like, let's go smoke and we'll record. And we're like, oh, look at this kitty.
Cigarette.
Look at this demon kitty. And now Preston's going to come home.
We're sitting in a dark house.
Yeah, we're sitting in the bedroom, in the guest room, in the dark, just the laptop open, cuddled around one microphone, yelling when we see the shadow of a thing move. Preston's going to be so
happy.
But it's so weird. Like, what could it be?
No, I mean, see, I do not know what this thing is. I can't. I swear to God. And now the bummer part too is we're getting to the point where like, where's all my amphetamine heads at? Or like when you do like cocaine or any sort of upper and you get like hyper-focused and things start like moving differently.
Yes.
It's now we're getting to that point because we've been staring at this thing for so long. But no, you guys, it's fucking, this was, again, we were outside smoking a cigarette. Had half a beer. What the dick?
I haven't even finished my beer.
Neither have I. Mine's in the other room. I can't even go get it. I'm too scared.
I know. We were on like, okay, one of us was always watching it at all times. When I got the laptop.
So insane.
I know. We sound like we're on. This really does feel like Preston's going to walk in and be like, did Wendy bring drugs?
Wendy brought cocaine.
Yeah, this is like, I mean, I was scared today when I went to that antique store because I was like, ooh, look at all these spooky pictures of people that died many years ago.
Yeah, guys, we're going to tell you that story? Fuck you. You can hear it next week.
Yeah, I got a haunted mirror and I met a guy in tie-dye Crocs.
Hold on. Is that why this is happening?
Because I got a haunted mirror?
No, because you met a guy in tie-dye Crocs?
Yeah. What if that's him and he's like, hey, I thought you said you wanted to hang out sometime. I told you I'm friends with a casting director who's in town from Los Angeles. Yeah, maybe I have a curse now.
You for sure have a curse and this follows you.
Oh, God.
This amorphous blob. Now it's kind of like chill.
No, it's just relaxing.
Now it's just, nope.
Oh.
You guys, like, it's like the head is getting bigger.
Yeah, and it, like, bobs around, and then the head expands. It's crazy. It, like, moves. It's almost like, at first, sometimes it looks like a bird where it looks kind of like a turkey head on a long neck, and then it moves around like it's doing right now, and then it goes and gets bigger. Look at, the body feels like it's getting bigger.
No, and also, you got, it's not moving. Like, it's not moving from the spot it's at, which I think is what's so, which is why at first I was like, oh, I think it's an animal giving birth, and it's just a dumb animal, so it's giving birth in the dumbest, most dangerous place.
This is so spooky, it's making my eyes water, because you're right. I didn't even think about that. It's not moving back and forth. It's in one stationary place, and it's just, like, moving up and down.
Yeah.
Like a standing desk, which reminds me, I gotta get a standing desk, and I'd like to get an adjustable one.
That's what this is here for, to remind you that you need a standing desk.
You need to get one that's adjustable.
I mean, like, it's at the point I'm waiting for it to, like, become a person.
Oh, I am 100% waiting for it to, like, either become a person or, like, prop up and have wings and fly away. I'm waiting for it to, yeah.
I mean, all I'm thinking of is that, God, I can't, spooky horror movie.
What if it's like The Fly, like the Jeff Goldblum thing where it's
out
there?
Oh, then fuck it.
Yeah. Oh.
Because he's just going to play some smooth jazz.
Oh, my God. Jeff Goldblum is fucking so sexy. Didn't he just like have a kid with some 35-year-old?
Hold on. You guys, Jeff Goldblum, Jeff the Talking Mongoose. I mean, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist over here, but.
Which is why we're going to just make real, real shitty connections to anything. Which is why we're not going to back up. We're just going to say Jeff and Jeff and move forward so that we can't become conspiracy theorists because they're like.
100% well, that's proven true.
Yeah, we're like, well, what's a conspiracy? They just have the same name. And you're like, exactly.
Yes. You do know that's all conspiracy theorists do. You guys.
It's so weird because it sits perfectly still.
I want to say, when we were making super scary noises, this is like legitimate, we are very scared. Oh, now it's moving again.
Yeah. Oh, because it will be super still and then it just like gets big and goes like, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, God.
Like the sound that's coming from my weird cupboard in my kitchen.
Oh, that.
That is really scary.
What if this is the cupboard man?
I thought about that. I thought if it was the cupboard man, because that sound is fucking strange. And I sent that video to Courtney and she wrote back immediately. And she was like, that's a ghost. Well, because you can only hear this. It's a weird like bubbling sound. And it starts, she's like, oh, it sounds like water, but it's like a gargling sound where it's like, it almost sounds like a pig kind of, where it's like, it's like a weird fucking sound coming from the wall, but only one side of a thin wall in my apartment. It's very strange, but maybe this is the fucking guy because he heard us talking about him. Maybe when I played it for
like,
Preston.
I'll show you that I'm pretty.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe when I played it for Preston earlier in the kitchen, it was like the mating call and it heard it. And it's like.
Oh, great. Thanks, Wendy. Thank you. Now you brought it to my home. You brought this to my house? I invite you to my home.
And you bring a gargling mongoose.
A gargling Jeff Goldblum. God damn it. I got enough Jeffs to deal with around here.
Yeah, and now it's just sitting here still.
Oh, no, it's moving. It's moving.
This is so fucking creepy. And we're not even looking at each other, so this is not a good conversation. We're both just staring at the window.
No, this is a great conversation. No, this reminds me when I was in California and me and Leah were staring out her window. Watching in underwear, just like drinking whiskey, like, and then you know what happened the next day? I broke my ankle. So just saying,
get ready to break some more bones. Well, we can talk about this mystery while we are watching this thing fluctuate. The mystery of my apartment complex, which is turning out to be
you guys.
So my packages.
Wendy will be dead.
I really think I'm living in a cabin in the woods situation. And maybe this whole city is, maybe you and I have hallucinated ourselves into like a weird thing.
I mean, I did work at Improv Factory.
You worked at that Improv Factory. And like, now that I'm here, maybe we're having this weird experience together where, because we're both like, oh, bummer, there are no escape rooms. Everything's closed because of the pandemic. And now the simulation for us is just an escape room.
Oh my God, it's getting bigger again.
And maybe Jonathan is doing this in the
Jonathan to
give us something to do.
That's probably why we can't figure out, because Jonathan's fucking drunk and he can't figure out what he's making.
Yeah, so he just keeps fucking with the thing.
Yeah, he's like, oh,
it's make it bigger, make it smaller, make it bigger, make it smaller. But my building, so I got packages delivered, and it's an apartment complex where there are just three units. So there's the front door, and then you have to walk around back and go up. These are directions in case you want to give me a package or murder me. So take out your notepads, kids. You have to walk up the back flight of stairs to get to my apartment. And it seems like
if you work that route as a male person, you would know that, right? And so I got here Friday, and on Saturday we hung out, but I was home most of the day, and we went to this really fun block party, and then I came back and I had got an email notification from FedEx and Spectrum, and they were like, hey, both of your packages were delivered to the front door of your apartment. And I got home that night and there was nothing there. And so I called them on Sunday and I said, there are no packages here. And they're like, oh, we delivered them. And I said, well, no, you didn't. And I was kind of pissed because the one FedEx package was a bunch of my shit. And first I was like talking to different people and they're like, well, you should ask the neighbors. And I thought, well, it has my apartment number on it. So I would think if somebody in the, like if I lived in a building and someone delivered a package that was for my neighbor in the back of the house, I would walk it up to them or write a note.
Well, and especially new neighbor. So like what a great excuse to check out whatever fucking weirdo moved in.
Mm-hmm. So I waited because I was going to go knock on doors. And I'm like, I'll wait for like a day or two. And I called FedEx and they're like, we're going to investigate because the holiday weekend. And I thought maybe they just made a mistake or someone's stealing packages or whatever. So yesterday, after I got back from a walk, I hadn't heard anything. It's kind of extending its head a little bit.
I know.
I knocked on the front door of my unit, my building. And this really hot guy answers the door. And I said, hi, I just moved in upstairs. And I had some packages delivered. They said they dropped them off at the front door. Did you see anything? And this dude goes, he goes, oh, yeah, yeah. No, I saw those, but they weren't mine. So I just pushed them over to the next apartment. Which is like
insane and so shitty.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. And he looked like he felt, he you could tell he just felt badly. And I want to be like, yeah, why would you do that? And he goes, but I don't have their information. And I want to be like, you literally can reach over from your front doorstep and knock on their door. So I knocked on their door and I was like, God, I hope they have it. Because it seems insane to me that someone would have their neighbor's packages for 48 hours and not...
And not at least, like, call
right,
or
leave a sticky note on a door. You could do, you know. So I knock on the neighbor's door, and this very nice couple opens the door, and as soon as they open the front door, I see both of my packages stacked on top of each other right inside their front door. I'm like, hi, I just moved in, and I go, oh, there's my stuff. And they're like, oh, this is your stuff. And I want to be like...
Yeah, it is.
So you just had it here for 2 days? So they helped me move my stuff upstairs. And they're like, yeah, we called the landlord and told him, like, hey, we have the person's stuff. She showed me on her phone. She goes, here, I can show you. I called and texted him like 3 times. And he's like, oh, I'll let her know. Nobody said anything.
Well, they were probably scared that maybe it was like security alarms or locks or something to keep you safe at night.
Right. So, yeah, you can't have locks on this. And so I went upstairs. So they helped me carry the stuff upstairs, which is nice. And then the girlfriend, she goes, yeah, we used to live in this unit, and the stairs are really steep and dangerous. She said, but we got moved into this apartment because I fell down these stairs and almost broke my neck.
Great. Thanks for telling me that.
And then, now this was strange because when I was looking at the apartment when I moved in, I remember because the paint job, I really loved the colors in there. And I said to the son of the building owner, I said, I really love the paint job in here. He goes, oh, thanks. Yeah, my mom did it. I go, oh, it's really great. He goes, yeah, my mom, well, she picked out the colors and then I did all the work. And I said, oh, great. It's really pretty. Then the woman in the unit below me, she said, how do you like the colors in there? And I thought maybe she was going to talk shit about the colors. And I said, oh, I actually think they're really pretty. It's like one of my favorite things about it. I like the color blocking.
Is this a unit right below yours? Like that you guys share the thingy?
No, she's in the one next door.
Okay.
And she goes... Oh, yeah. She goes, oh, good. I did that all. And I'm like, wait, you painted all this stuff? She goes, yeah, I have all the paint. If you want to, like, retouch things, touch things up, I have all the paint.
Well, let's be fair. Is she maybe the mother of the guy? I feel like you're really jumping to conclusions here.
They look to be close to the same age. And I'm like, and not that that means anything.
It's a weird lie, but I also don't think that person. I think he's great. I'm just really scared now that Wendy's here and there's demons and gargoyles in her back. We can't say anything. We must speak in code.
I know. Oh, here's a code for you. All those fucking screens that are not in the windows are in the storage units underneath the cushions.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then we can put them in.
Right. thought that was weird, though. I just thought it was a strange.
Well, I definitely think the screens that aren't in the safety fire escape windows are probably because whoever lived there was just straight, like, smoking cigarettes on the fucking fire escape every day.
Yeah, and those windows seem to be sealed shut. I've been trying to open those. Those are, like, glued shut. We have
no. You should talk to the neighbors. Be like, can you open the fire escape windows? Because also, that defeats the purpose. Purposed. And we're back, guys. Welcome to an episode of, I don't know, 20 minutes in or 700. Now the episode can really start.
Right.
Because that literally, like, that's illegal.
Right.
Like, if no other windows opened,
right,
the ones with access to the safety emergency exit, mm-hmm, have to open. So there's no chance. We should be.
Yeah, I got to figure out which window, and I got to get better locks on those windows. Anyway, look, I'm making it pretty clear. If it's so easy to murder me.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're like, yeah, so I can't escape safely. Yeah, my windows are glued shut. Also, I have no locks on my doors, and my stairs are so steep. I mean, just a slight fall break my neck, so it'd be very easily for someone could murder me and just pretend to be like, oh, she slipped.
Yep.
And then they'd be like, I don't know. And then there's neighbors that are like, no, I mean, we actually lived in that apartment and I almost broke my neck. So it, math adds up to me.
Yeah. Well, you know what she said? She asked something. She said something. I forget what the fuck she said. But she goes, yeah, no, if you have any questions or anything. She goes, but it's a great apartment. And she was like, and then she goes, that's all I can say. She goes, that and just be the fuck careful going down these stairs. That was the last thing she said to me.
It's a great apartment. Don't die. Dun, dun. Dude. Dun, dun. All I can say is it's a great apartment. Don't fall down the stairs and kill yourself. Also, beware of Jeff the Talking Mongoose that lives in the cupboard. He also, I don't know, he lives off Wyoming somewhere, too. He has, like, a summer home and a winter home.
We're just giving out our home addresses and how to get into
it's
our buildings.
A long street. Good luck.
It's almost as long as that creature on the building keeps getting. Now it looks taller.
Now it looks taller and long and thinner, which, huh. Hey, creature, give me some of that, whatever you're.
I'll have what it's having.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
You're so stupid.
No, and now it's doing that thing with its head again.
Yeah, it's the head, like, extends.
No, shit's about to pop off, y'all. It's gonna get weird again. It's starting to get weird again. It's starting to get.
The back is moving up like it's heavy breathing, and we cannot stress we're far away. So that whatever that is fucking big.
No, whatever it is big. But like, oh,
is it gonna jump? I feel like it's gonna jump. It looks like when it's moving, kind of like Sebastian is before. He looks like he's gonna jump up on
it's
top of the fridge.
It's getting bigger again. It's getting bigger again.
What the fuck is that?
No, it truly, like, it really, really, I'm like being totally. It looks, and that was my initial thing where first I thought it was like a sick cat throwing up. It looks like an animal giving birth, like the way its body is moving.
Yeah. Woo! Look at the head moving.
I know. And then it kind of chills for a little bit.
And then the back is like popping up. It's like it's panting. Almost.
I know. No, it looks like an animal giving a vermin giving birth. But if it is, it's the dumbest animal of all time because it could. There's a giant abandoned house with lots of. Typically, when an animal gives birth, it wants to find like a safe hidey hole.
Right.
Which in St. Louis, it's like they find a lot of like dogs and cats in these abandoned houses because the mama goes in there and finds a little corner or like a cupboard that she can give birth in. This animal is literally on top of a roof in a rainstorm. So it's like
right.
The dumbest
Woo,
place
to be. Just kind of ducked back. Do not, I know we're trying to do a show here, but again, we'll make eye contact on the Patreon episodes, but do not, it just like did this weird thing where it kind of like went out and over. And it's not even on the roof in the center of the roof. It's on the edge of the roof.
On the edge of the roof, yeah. Where like the crumbling edge. I can't stress enough. We will post a picture of this building. It is on part of the roof that has completely crumbled into the home. So it is on like, oh, shit's getting wild.
Yeah, it keeps just if I were to that it looks kind of the movement like a cat that's going to try to jump across or something, but
yeah,
it's not
doing that. Like,
it's weird, man. What
it looks
the fuck?
Like, it looks like an animal giving birth.
But yeah, that's not a place where an animal gives birth. That looks like a place where what the fuck?
Thank you. If this animal's giving birth, I fucking want. I just hey, animal, all your babies are gonna die because I don't know how the fuck you're getting down from there.
This looks like a place you would go to transform from a mongoose into a Jeff Goldblum.
I swear to God, if we start hearing jazz, it's fucking over.
Dude, it's so
strange. No, you guys, this is like, I really want you to know we thought we were going to have a fun episode.
I mean, this is fun for us. We've been watching, I'm not exaggerating, this thing has not moved for 1 hour. It's been a full hour. It's in the same
spot.
Yeah,
it's in the same spot. Which is why I'm like, is it giving birth? What a dumb place to give birth.
But when you,
oh, it's moving weird again.
But when you put the light on it, it didn't look at the light.
Shut up. I know we're recording an audio but shut up.
What the fuck? Do you see that weird like a thing by the top of its head? It's like a light. I'm so sorry. We're not. But yeah, it was like a weird. Because what would stay right there for an hour?
I mean, it looks like multiple animals is the thing.
And the fact that they haven't moved and they're just right there on the edge of that fucking building.
Also, should we be worried that Preston isn't back yet? Or should we be like, he summoned a creature to kill us?
Oh, I thought you were going to say.
How convenient. He was like, I've got to go to the kitchen. No, babe, I'll go. Because I was like, me and Wendy will record. After we record, I'll go to the kitchen. He's like, no.
I'll do it.
You guys just relax. You know what? Sit outside.
Yeah.
Just like have a beer. Sit outside. Just relax.
Just go chill.
I mean, you've been saying you want to go check out those cats in that abandoned building. Why don't you get as close as possible?
Yeah. And you know what else? When I played that sound the ghost, the dead ghost frog pig in my wall, whatever that fucking sound is. When I played that for him, he wasn't like spooked. You know what I mean? He was like, huh, that sounds pretty creepy to me.
He was probably like,
Goldblum, abort. They know.
This is so strange. No, it's still there.
No, I know it's still there, but it's like flattened out.
I cannot believe it has not moved.
It almost looks like an op. Where's Louis? Is that Louis?
Is it Sebastian?
Sebastian.
Oh my God, I fucking, that cat. Oh. What the fuck, dude? That cat got inside of the water heater closet today and I fucking freaked out. Like I thought he jumped in there and something snapped his neck.
Are you serious?
Yes, I took a picture of him. He's trying to open everything constantly. It sounds like my apartment's haunted. And I'm like, that better be a fucking ghost. And I open my eyes and it's just Sebastian trying to open the bottom dresser drawer. Because see, that's if this was a cat, like cats, this is, they like to be up high, but not this high.
It would also have moved by now.
Correct. It's like another thing that could be, and this is not the case, because I think we saw it. You saw it kind of walk up to the edge, right?
Well, I know I didn't see it walk. I noticed it because I looked over and I saw it when it was in the throes of like where it looked like it was vomiting.
What if, and this is just a conjecture. That's right. We're using big words. This is the Pussy Fart Gang Paranormal Activity Show. Just a conjecture. What if it's something that like its feet or something are glued and stuck, and so it's trying to like, get out of a thing, like a trap or like cement
boots.
Like it's a mob, like it's like the mafia.
Wait. I was on board where I was like, oh yeah, maybe it's an animal stuck in. First of all, that building's been abandoned forever, and they're not doing. There's no glue traps over there. Also, they wouldn't be on the fucking roof. But I was like on board. I was like, oh yeah, glue traps. That's a thing. It's very inhumane. It's a terrible thing to do. Animals will literally chew their legs off to get out of them. It's awful. But I was like, oh, that's possible. But then Wendy decided to go, Yeah, I mean, like a glue trap situation, or I don't know, maybe it owed some money to a bookie in the Bronx, and now it's in some cement boots, going to sleep with the fishes.
I mean, the birdies.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, you know how you put cement boots on stuff and then put them on a roof?
Climbing in everything. I do like, it was really traumatic for him to move, but he's so much happier here. I would not be. Let's see if this guy reacts to the plane. What if he like leaps up and jumps into the fucking.
It's a Twilight Zone episode.
What the fuck is that?
By the way, I was like, really, let's see if this guy reacts to the plane like it was like right above it or something. It's like, it's so high in the air.
I don't know if maybe he would even notice it. You know what I mean? If he's too distracted trying to morph into a human.
I mean, I just hope it's not my possum friend. And that maybe I wasn't out there tonight and he was like, well, I might as well kill myself.
Yeah, I don't, because he would have come down. And if you wanted to kill yourself, possum, you just jump off the roof, you dumb idiot.
It's the way it's moving that is so unsettling.
Yeah. Yeah, where the fuck is Preston?
He knows that we're about to be murdered.
What if, hold on, and again, this is a stretch, but hear me out. Because Preston eats a lot and he's very thin and fit.
I'm very into where we're going with this.
What if...
He's Jeff the Talking Mongoose Goldblum.
Yeah. What if that's Preston?
Pressy?
Yeah, think about it. I mean.
Also, I want you guys to know we're just going to end this episode at some point. You will not know, and you won't know if we are alive or dead. I mean, you'll definitely know we're alive because the episode will be uploaded, but.
Yeah, we're just taking a lot of pauses because we're literally just staring at this thing trying to have.
No, I really, really wish we could. I wish you could see this because we're not being insane.
I mean, we are being insane. First of all, we are being insane. And what a sane person would do is say, wow, that was a cool thing. We should do our dang jobs. Yeah. Oh, you can have a man cave. Well, this is the we sheed. Excuse me? Yeah, this is the she shed where we hang out.
We sheed. It's a genuine Pussyfart gang branded we sheed. True as trash.
True as trash and I.
True. Oh.
Jesus. Oh my God, that would be, that's what we'll start. Because, you know, because, I mean, New York Road's going to come back, but.
What a fucking transition.
But I like WeWorks have been shut down, but we could start something like that here and just.
In this abandoned building?
Yeah, and it's called the We Sheed.
What we do is we fuck a bunch of Jeff Goldblums.
Yep.
There's nothing else.
What the fuck is that sound? Oh, woo! Megan, what was that sound?
No,
get out of this bedroom. Get out of the bedroom. Was that Preston? What was that sound? What was that sound? Woo! It's Preston. Oh my God.
Fuck is going
on. Sorry. I'm recording the episode, but there's a scary monster.
No, there really is like something in the building. Not in our house, across the street. In the abandoned building.
Do you want to come?
We're turning the lights off and watching it when I come and finish the episode.
Quick, turn off the lights so we can see. Oh, that was.
Oh, that was really scary.
That was really scary and funny. For us, maybe not for you guys.
Or Preston.
Whew, I almost wee-sheed my pants.
Choking. Oh my God.
That little scratching sound, I was just like, nope. I almost threw my laptop in the air.
That was our gate. But we weren't looking at the gate, we're looking at the top of this goddamn building.
Just heard one fucking sound.
Oh, Preston's for sure going to kill us or himself tonight. He's just like, are you fucking kidding
really
me?
Really excited when he opens it up, we're screaming at the top of our lungs.
Oh, you guys heard him go, what the fuck?
And I'm like, and it's not just us by ourselves.
Oh, wait, the light went on. Let's see if it does something.
I mean, we're sitting in the dark and I just put a microphone look at,
oh my God,
face.
You guys.
It's like, kind of popped its body up.
It's un.
Preston needs to look at this. Or maybe he doesn't care, but.
Cookies.
Why doesn't he get in here and look at this? Because he thinks
we're both in here. He likes spooky things, but not as much as he hates being around the two of us.
He goes, okay, you guys are laughing and screaming and pissing your pants.
Oh my God, it's
pants.
Doing it again. It's, dude.
Now it's, see, now it's like puffing up?
It's puffing up, but it's, this is where I'm like, it's like multiple creatures.
And the back is like more lifted.
The back, yeah. And the head looks further out. Is it an anaconda?
I was going to say, is that like, are we both just so horny that we're just.
It's a dick on the roof.
It's expanding then. The head is swelling. We're like, okay, we got to just, this is going to be one. This is longest, most boring.
It's undulating. Like, okay, we get it. We see what you guys are doing here.
The most boring, terrible dick joke of all time. Every sound, the cupboard opening, I'm like, what the fuck is that?
It's no, like, it's moving again.
It just looks like it's getting.
We don't have, because we have an automatic light in the backyard. Yeah, I have fancy things. So now it's not as easy to see because it's there's like backyard light. Okay. Dude,
this is fucking.
Are you seeing it?
Yes, it's like propped up. It almost, and sometimes when it props its head up, it looks like the head of a duck. Is it a platypus in cement shoes? Callers, call in. What do you think it is?
Definitely think it's what it is.
He wishes he was sleeping with the fishes.
It's doing that thing again. What the fuck?
Yeah, the back now it almost, now this is where it looks amphibious. Right? Where like the kind of the back expands almost like a snake.
Oh my God.
What the fuck is that? It looks like it's getting longer. It looks like it's going to walk on the wire or do something. Do something. We were outside yelling before we started recording.
Do something, but don't come over here.
Do something, but do it like away from us. Yeah, I mean.
Well, no, it looks. Is it like long back there? Can you like by where the top of the roof is?
Yeah, it almost looks like it's going like up. What the? It's, I swear to God, it just like doubles in thickness, right?
Which is why I'm like, is it multiple creatures?
You could play this and it could be like two girls watching a spooky thing on a roof or like a 13-year-old seeing their dick for the first time. It doubled in size. I wonder if it's multiple creatures.
Callers calling. How many of you male listeners thought your dick was multiple creatures?
Maybe it's just an uncircumcised.
Oh, that's probably what it is. It's probably an uncircumcised penis on the roof that owed money to the mom. Muddy. It owed money to the mom. And they put some cement shoes on it, did the classic mom moves, threw on the cement shoes, put it on top of a crumbling roof in St. Louis.
Think about it. Undulating, uncircumcised. They both start with the letter U.
Dude.
I'm just saying.
I'm like, is there stuff?
I don't know. I think the only way to really figure this out is get to the top of that roof.
Oh, yeah, good idea. Could you imagine Preston gets home and we're both like, hey, just on the top of the roof? He would fucking be like, I'm paying your rent for a year. When do you get the fuck back to New York?
Yeah, within 4 days, we're sitting in the dark looking at an unidentified creature.
Climbing down the roof of an abandoned, crumbling building, a condemned building.
I'm so glad this is not on the Patreon and this is the free one.
I'm so glad that this is for you. I'm so glad this is, again, we can't say it enough. We're so glad we record these and they go out into the world forever. We're just so pleased with our life decisions. This is fucking not... We're not dicking around.
No, this is
this is a real life radio rental.
Yeah, which I still haven't listened to, but Megan says it's great. Check it out.
And don't worry, plenty of you have too, because I've gotten a lot of comments from people be like, it's a great podcast. Yeah. If only you guys could do like a decent one.
Yeah, this is a real-time radio rental. And the difference is, so a lot of times that they would have a story and then they lay it out. Not us.
No, we're, yeah, you know what? Because we're fucking real.
We're doing
we're dropping it down as it's coming up.
Yeah. Is that a sign? That's right. We're dropping it down. It comes up, we drop it down.
Oh my God.
Oh, this is the Val Varmint cast. He's dropping it down, we're picking it up. Live on the ones and twos or however many creatures that thing really is. It's fucking weird.
This is something. I do want callers to call in with any sort of like weird Midwest varmints that also look amphibious or like otters, or maybe like they have a gambling problem, or maybe are Val Kilmer. Like any, if you know any varmints that hit any of these markers.
Weird. And now the back is like, yeah, you can see the back is like up.
See?
What the, I'm going to look around this way. Sorry, I didn't mean to like bump you.
Just hit me with her ass.
I know, I'm trying to get a better view from this window. See if I could see like a tail or something, but I can't see anything. Dude, look at it from this window. Come over here.
I don't want to.
The back is like arched up a little bit. Look, yeah, there's like a back thing sticking up. It looks like the like a tail or something that's moving up. It's fucking weird that it's not moving. I mean, it's moving up and down. I mean, it's moving up and we're picking it down or whatever. Picking it down.
It's moving it up and we're picking it down.
Roof a little.
Yeah, and the head is like bobbing. See, from that angle, you can see the head's bobbing a little more.
Yeah, the head's like bobbing up and down.
Preston's gonna go see it.
He's looking, going, he's got a beer in his hand, just like these fucking idiots. He's got a cigarette and a beer, and he's locking the fence, just looking. Look, oh.
He looks really upset.
He can also definitely hear us.
Well,
babe, we love you.
Preston, look up at the top of the roof. It's this real thing, and we love you, but be careful because there's a real bad guy on that roof.
It's above the wire. I really wish you guys could have seen him throw his arms in the air in disgust.
I did not see that.
He just, one arm just went. We'll be, I can't, I'm scared to open these windows.
We could walk out there with the microphone and show it to him. I bet he would really like that.
Love that. Oh, it's moving again.
Yeah, look at that.
That's where we were when we.
Yeah, open the window and tell Preston.
You guys, this is such a bad Patreon episode of that.
Yeah, this is a bad, and this is going out into the world.
Babe, look up on the roof above that wire, above the first window. Like the very top of the roof. I swear to God, just look up there and it looks like it doesn't move all the time, but it'll start like undulating. It looks like an animal giving birth or something.
Yeah, see like the back is starting to pop up again. Because we've been sitting on our knees like.
Oh, no, I mean for the creature.
Oh.
The creature views.
Oh, can you see more of it?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh my God. No, thank you.
It's really big, you guys. Whatever it is big. Like, if that's a fucking possum or whatever, it's the fucking biggest possum I've ever seen in my life. And its head is, like...
massive.
Is that Nessie?
See, that's what it kind of looks like.
Oh, I wish we could... I wish we had access to get on my roof.
I know. I kind of... Well, when we're...
We had access to get on the other roof.
Yeah. It is yeah, to stand up, you can see how big it is. Because, and I know, because I took Sebastian to the vet before we got on the airplane. And not only is he healthy, but he is a big boy. And he's tall, and he weighs 15.5 pounds. That thing up there, just the silhouette, is like twice the size. I would say like twice the size of Sebastian. 5 30-pound thing.
Also, there's definitely, I swear, I mean, it's fun to say it's like a spooky monster, which it is. But it's like an animal that's got babies on top of it.
It's the thing. I don't know if it's babies on top of it, but it does the top, the shape of its like spine fluctuates, and it goes flat, and then these bumps come up.
Not one stationary spot.
You guys, are there tiny abandoned building camels that live in the middle of the country? That we, I mean, listen, we don't know all about you flyover state people. Yeah, no.
That, it looked like something crawled forward on it.
That's what I'm saying. It looks like little creatures on the big creature.
What the fuck is it? Look at the back. It's like blowing up, dude.
We're just silently watching this and screaming and hitting each other. What the fuck?
It's so strange. Preston's got to see that.
He's looking. He's looking at it. It's twice as thick as it was 10 minutes ago. Again, this is a real thing and not just two really horned up ladies. Oh, what's this thick creature? I don't know. What should we call it? Jeff Goldblum? What?
Oh, this thing is, every time it doubles in thickness, my weeshy gets all damp.
My weeshy?
Yeah. We shed, whatever did we fucking call it?
Now that was a lifetime ago.
Yeah, but I do kind of like, that's a fun thing. You got to have kids now. Now I want to have a kid just so I can refer to her privates as a weeshy.
I want to have kids just so I can tell her this story.
What if we call this the weeshy and that could be like its name?
Oh, that's a fun, let's start a fun, yes. That's like Pooconomy when we wanted to make Pooconomy an urban legend.
You wanted to make what? I'm sorry?
Pooconomy. We've talked about this before.
Oh, it just lifted his head. I have not heard about this.
Callers, call in if we have not talked about Pooconomy, and we'll talk about it next episode.
Yeah,
please comment. Please rate and review. And in your review, say Pooconomy? Question mark.
Yeah,
please
I've explain. Never heard of that.
That is literally a lie. That's not true.
But we'll call this the Weeshy.
Yeah,
I like
this
that.
Is the Weeshy. Pooconomy. I never got Pooconomy to take off, but the Weeshy. Okay. So we have to go outside.
Yeah.
Oh,
what the fuck? I want to pee, but I'm going to just pee in the yard. Is that fine?
I want to pee, but I'm just going to pee here on this bed. Okay, you guys. We'll fucking...
Okay. We're going to stop recording.
We have to.
Because we got to go outside. And we love you so much. And we'll
we
do
love you so much. Preston's watching it, so we have to go.
Yeah,
look,
see,
he's looking.
Real.
You see him?
We're gonna,
he's looking at
yeah,
it.
We're going to go get sick of it.
Don't worry, we'll talk to you in 3 days when we come down from this meth fucking binge we are apparently in the midst of.
Whoa! Okay.
I'm very
spooked
out. Oh, God.
I'm tired, too.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, I'm so tired. If I get murdered, I won't really care that much.
Yeah. This is okay. Nice. We're adult women. Like, afraid for you to walk 2 blocks.
Well, I was a kitty.
Okay.
Which could be a weeshy, we don't know. What a bummer.
Do you see anything? Do you see it on the roof? Can you, are you like...
I'm waiting to like, cool... I went the long way around, hoping that, like, maybe, I don't know, hoping I got murdered, maybe? I'm not been.
Hoping that maybe you saw the weeshy talking to the cats. Like, did you see what we pulled on those fucking dumb bitches?
Yeah, oh, for sure. That's what the cat meeting's going to be about in the morning. Did you fucking believe these idiots? But I mean, there was definitely something spooky up there.
Yeah, no, it's a real thing. It's not lumber. It's real.
No, we definitely saw something spooky. Hey.
Was that a neighbor?
Yeah, my neighbor.
They're like... That lumber on that roof was definitely undulating and breathing. Hey, how are ya?
Yeah. Doing something weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, whatever. I'm gonna fucking kill myself.
Are you inside?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I love you. I'll call you tomorrow.
All right. I love you too. All right. Bye.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around and so far.